renormalization constant that will arise. And so the remnant, I mean, the physical charge, which is this fake Hermitian operator minus this renormalization constant, will not be a positive definite anymore. So the mechanism how it happens is actually, well, it's often, I mean, explained in the textbooks. I didn't want to speak about it because, for some reasons. But since you asked the question, let me maybe describe it in a some simple mode that illustrates. I hope it will illustrate some differences between bosons and fermions. So let's consider a very simple system. So suppose that we have two energy levels separated by energy gap delta. And so these energy levels will be fermion energy levels. So each of them can be either empty or occupied. And let's denote the creation and annihilation operators for the upper level A and for the lower level B. Okay, so that A dagger is equal to 1, is equal to B dagger. And the rest of the operators just anti-commute with one another. So then we can say that our energy operator for the Hamiltonian is delta plus mu for the upper level, A dagger A, and then just mu for the lower level. So mu is the chemical potential. So it's the energy of, this is proportional to, so this can be written as H0 plus mu times the number operator, right? So so if the level if mu lies below zero, so that we have our chemical potential here, and then the two levels here, the Hamiltonian will be positive definite. So the ground state will be the empty state. So the so then this particle that lives in this level will have energy mu, and this will have energy mu plus delta. So this is of course all very simple, suppose now that the chemical potential becomes positive. So suppose that mu is positive, and then the lower level lies below the Fermi surface. So this is mu. So this is delta. And then the Hamiltonian, well, it's equal to delta minus absolute value of mu for the A particles and minus absolute value of mu for the B particles. Now it is energetically favorable to make this level occupied because the particle in this level has negative energy. So the ground state then
is the empty occupied state. And okay, we can just say that, well, when the level crossing happens, we just change the ground state. So, but and then the Hamiltonian is not positive, becomes, well, manifestly not positively definite. But of course, we can bring it back to the positive definite form just by, well, saying that, so doing a particle hole transformation. So then let us say that this state, so we have this state and the empty state, and now we want to interchange their roles. So this should be considered the state so the occupied, okay, so the empty state is now so the occupied state is now the ground state, right? So we say that it has no excitations. And the empty state is an excited state. So we say that this state contains one hole. And so we interchange the role of the occupied and empty and an empty level. And this can be done at the level of operators by introducing, by just relabeling what we call creation and what annihilation operators, right? So we can say that B prime is B dagger, and then B dagger prime is B. So the primed operators satisfy the same anti-commutation relations. Because this is the anti-commutator, and well, it's the in the anti-commutator, it doesn't matter what we call B and what B dagger. So for bosons, this wouldn't work, because then with this definition, the right-hand side will have a minus sign. And then in these notations, the ground state will be empty, and the Hamiltonian will be written as delta minus mu A dagger A, and then plus absolute value of mu B dagger prime B prime B, So we just need to rewrite this equation, right? So we write this as minus mu B prime B prime dagger. But this is the same as, so we can always interchange the order of B and B prime. Up to a normal ordering constant, which is minus mu. Okay, so we find that we have a new Hamiltonian, which is manifestly positive definite. And this is just the ground state energy. So this means what for fermions, the because there are just for each fermion there are only two states, and there is sort of a matter of convention which one of these states to call occupied and which empty. You can always interchange the roles. So in this sense, the well, we can go from particles to holes, and holes behave in this sense exactly as particles. But of course, their energy gets, I mean, because of the anti-commutation relations, the energy changes sign. So in this physical situation where the level turned out to be to lie below the chemical potential, this particle hole transformations makes a lot of sense, because then the new Hamiltonian in terms of holes is positive definite. Now, what about the charge operator? So the or particle number operator. So in the original variables, it was A dagger A plus B dagger B. So now it will be A dagger A minus B prime dagger B prime. So I did the same transformation here. Let's see. And then plus one. So the charge or the number operator also got a normal ordering constant. So now we say that the ground state has, I mean, has in the ground state we already have some non-zero charge or non-zero particle number, because in the original variables the lower level that we want to occupy is contains one particle. Which is manifest in the original formulation. So the lowest energy level is the one particle state. As a result, the rest of the charge operator is not positive definite anymore. So this is our n prime. And so obviously holes carry the opposite charge to particles. This is the way how one thinks about fermions, and in particular about relativistic fermions. So as we will see, this heuristic model more or less describes what happens upon quantization of the Dirac field. So actually, I don't know, maybe I should stop here, because the next subject is the solutions of the Dirac equation, and I will not be able to say much in the remaining 5 minutes. So if you have questions, please ask. If not, then I guess I wish you a good weekend. And see you next time.